This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 8 people have now died after an SUV slammed into a crowd of people waiting for a bus Sunday outside a migrant shelter in Brownsville, Texas. The driver hospitalized. Brownsville police spokesman Martin Sandoval.
As far as witnesses know, they're saying that the car lost control. Now, whether we know whether it was an accident or intentional, that is still under investigation.
He spoke to KRGV. A law enforcement official says investigators are looking into whether the gunman who killed 8 people at a Dallas area mall expressed an interest in white supremacist ideology as they work to try to figure out a motive. Mauricio Garcia was shot dead Saturday by a police officer. Shopper Cole Korchek tells WFAA that he was there when the shooting started.
My mom and I were in Johnson & Murphy shopping and out of nowhere heard about like 10 pops go off. And I look at the customer next to me, I was like, was that gunshots? And he's like, no, it's probably just construction or something. And then like heard 10, 15 more shots go off.
Governor Greg Abbott was among those at a Sunday night vigil. President Biden meets tomorrow, Tuesday, with congressional leaders of both parties to talk about the nation's debt ceiling.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her office is already taking emergency steps to try to keep the government from running out of cash too quickly.
Economic chaos would ensue.
But projects it could happen as early as June 1st. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Yellen was asked if President Biden could invoke the 14th Amendment, which would bypass Congress.
This would be a constitutional crisis.
Republican Senator James Lankford says the White House is wrong to demand that the debt ceiling negotiations be separated from spending cuts.
It forces a moment to be able to talk about debt and deficit and to say, where are we going on this?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Now to President Biden's popularity.
Black voters are backing President Biden, but not with the enthusiasm of 2020. Biden's approval rating among black adults has fluctuated over his 2 years in office. As with most demographic groups, the latest Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds his 58% current approval rating among black adults sitting well below where he began. Roughly 9 in 10 black adults approved of Biden over his first months in office, while only about half of Democrats overall say they want Biden to run again in 2024. 81% say they would definitely or probably support him if he were the nominee. The groundswell isn't as dark among black adults. 41% say they want him to run, and only 55% say they are likely to support him in the general election. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.